Hey, KID crew, it is the big day. Yep, decision day. We're here giving out Pepsi at the polls, and we're going to chat right now with Sonia Rahman. She is the chief judge for Precinct 7. Sonia, this is not your first rodeo.
No, it's not. I've been doing this for a while now.
What stands out to you most about doing this work?
Just that it's so wonderful to see that people in our community care about the choices that are being made at a governmental level and are engaging. I think that's wonderful, and it's really what keeps this place going.
How's turnout been so far compared to other years?
So I can tell you from having worked the early voting that was record-breaking how much turnout we've had. I don't know how to compare how much we've had here yet today, but I can say that we've had more registrations than I've ever seen. So there's definitely more engagement than other years.
What is it that maybe stands out to you overall about this election cycle and everything leading up to it?
Well, what stands out to me is obviously there's been a lot of concern about how this was going to be and if it's fraudulent or if there's concerns about the voters. And I can say it's as secure, and if not more secure, than it's ever been. And there's a lot of detail that I don't know if you want me to go through regarding how these are managed and how it works. But the system is very, very secure. We have fully trained people at all the sections. None of the equipment that scans the ballots is connected to the internet, so no one can get into that. There's just a whole host of things that are done before we even get here to make sure that it works properly. All the ballots have unique numbers, so we track every single ballot throughout the process.
And you're right, there has been a lot of talk about election integrity. People very nervous, wanting to make sure their vote is going to count. Sonia, do you have any final thoughts that you would like to leave with people about this election and about the importance of casting a ballot?
Oh, I have many thoughts, but let me keep it succinct. That it's just so very important to come out and vote. It is, you know, this is your chance to indicate what you think is best for the country. And that's why we do this. And that's why this is a democracy, so that we can all decide what's going to happen and what's going to work best for us. So I would say, please come out and vote. Don't hesitate if you haven't registered yet. We can register you right now while you arrive. It takes an extra 5 minutes, that's all. And we really appreciate all of those that work here. The elections office that makes sure that we all know what we're doing is amazing. And all those who come and vote, thank you for partaking in our democracy.
And it's so important that people realize there's no reason to stay away, even if you're not registered. It's a simple process.
That's right. Absolutely. And it's speedy. We're really good at getting you through in about 15 minutes. So far, we have not had long lines because we're keeping it clipping. So come on down.
All right. Sonia Rahman, Chief Judge for Precinct 7. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey, KID crew, we are here at the Bonneville County Elections Office, and it is busy in here. I'm here with Helena Welling. She is the Elections Supervisor. Helena, we just wanted to say thanks for the good work that you and your team do.
Thank you so much. This is really heartwarming, and it's nice to see people so actively voting.
It is very exciting. And so we just left some Pepsi here for all of those who are going to be doing the tedious work tonight of counting each and every ballot. It's going to be a long night for you guys, so hopefully that'll give you a little refreshment and energize you throughout the long night.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
All right, and we will continue delivering some Pepsi at the polls, KID crew. Hey, KID crew, we are back at it. It's Pepsi at the polls. I am here with Tom Demopoulos, and he's going to enjoy some Pepsi after voting. Tom, what do you remember about the first time you voted?
I voted absentee because I was serving our country in the U.S. Navy.
Wow, what a great story. As you have watched everything that's been going on leading up to this decision day, what stands out in your mind that you think is really different from previous election cycles?
I think the lack of accurate information.
We have seen a lot of misinformation and disinformation, and with AI, it's just taken that capability even higher. What are you looking forward to in terms of America's future? What is it that we need to strengthen America?
I think the people have got to get more involved in whatever service they can do for this country. And I think that we need to take advantage of the information that's available and evaluate that based on what we find as the truth.
You know, as I've been doing a lot of interviews, Tom, a lot of people have been saying that it's a quest for truth right now. We have to work harder than ever, dot the I's, cross the T's. So I love that you're pointing that out. Anything that you'd like to leave with us? Any final thought?
Well, I'm just hoping for the best for this country.
And that is what all of us should want. That's the common ground. We want to see America lifted to the stature and status she rightfully deserves to be at. Tom, thanks so much for chatting with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And enjoy that Pepsi.
Thank you.
Hey, KID crew, we are back at it, giving away more Pepsi at the polls. And I just caught up with Riley, and this is Riley's very first election. Riley, did it live up to everything you thought it would be?
It sure did. Sure did.
Share some of the thoughts that have gone through your mind as you just cast your first ballot.
I guess kind of what went through my mind is how important it is that we all say something. And take this opportunity to stand up for what you believe, because that's really what it's about.
And it's such a sacred privilege to be able to vote, and it's so exciting to see you out here, because we need that younger generation to come out and cast their ballot. So any message you would like to give to everyone right now, as you have just experienced a pretty monumental moment in your life? I mean, I remember the first time I voted like it was yesterday, and I promise it's been a lot longer ago than that. But what would you like to share with people?
I think the message that I would share is that this is your chance to stand up for what you believe in and take that opportunity. If you're sitting at home, come out and vote and take this chance.
Riley, you're so right. This is the best way to really let your voice be heard. Riley, thanks for chatting with me, and thanks for coming out and voting.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.